नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। कृष्णा, सो दिस मॉर्निंग वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम 8th कैंटो चैप्टर 6 वर्स नंबर 32। तथो देवासुरा कृत्वा संविडं कृतसौर्धाः उद्यमं परमं चक्रो अमृतार्थे परन्तप। ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील एसी भक्तिदान्त स्वरूपात की। ट्रांसलेशन। ओ महाराज परीक्षित, चैस्टाइजर ऑफ एनिमीज, द डेमिगॉड्स एंड द डीमंस देयर आफ्टर मेड एन आर्मिस्टिक बिटवीन देम। Then, with great enterprise, they arranged to produce nectar, as proposed by Lord Indra. Purport. The word samvidam is significant in this verse. The demigods and demons both agreed to stop fighting, at least for the time being, and endeavored to produce nectar. Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur notes in this connection. संविद युद्धे प्रतिज्ञायम आचारे नामाने तोषणे संभाषणे कृत्यार्करे संकेत ज्ञयोर अपि। द वर्ड संविद इज वेरियसली यूज्ड टू मीन इन फाइटिंग, इन प्रॉमिसिंग, फॉर सैटिस्फाइंग, इन एड्रेसिंग बाय प्रैक्टिकल एक्शन, इंडिकेशन एंड नॉलेज। ओम अज्ञान। सो हरे कृष्ण। सो basically today's verse and translation deals with diplomacy, so there was some diplomacy done. So I was told just 1 minute before this morning whether I can give class. So somehow there is a saying in India, majure ka naam Mahatma Gandhi. So I agreed. So this was a transcendental coup between Krishna Chaitanya and Baldev Prabhu, so that I can give a class. So I'll put my topic to this 4 diplomatic principles. Prabhupada quotes here of our Acharya Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur. So now we see, although we are churning the nectar, so I'll try to give some points from various Puranas and Srimad Bhagavatam where this diplomacy is being used. So now these demigods as well as these demons, they have come to a truce whereby they will be co-jointly, they will be churning the ocean, and from that they will get various things. And here the demigods, they are also looking for the nectar, also demons, they are also looking. So Prabhupada writes in the Srimad Bhagavatam 7th canto, in connection with Prahlad Maharaj, in one purport Prabhupada writes, when Hiranyakashipu, he was annoyed when he heard from Prahlad Maharaj what he was speaking. So he called Shanda and Amarka and he blasted them and he told, what you have done with my boy? So you should teach him the diplomatics of ruling. So then Shanda, Amarka, they took Prahlad Maharaj and they again taught him all these 4 principles. So Prabhupada writes, there are 4 diplomatic principles. That is Sama, Dama, Bheda and Danda. And in the purport, Prabhupada writes, like if there is a kingdom, and in the kingdom, if there are some rude people, or if there is a minister like that, so Prabhupada writes that the king, he should give him Sama, that he should pacify the minister. So if he is not pacified, then the king should give him some dana, some nice money, charity. So then he should give him some post, then Bheda. Bheda means, Prabhupada explains that, so the king should try to make dissension between the minister and the people, some citizen. And ultimately Prabhupada writes, if he is not agreeing, then he should give him dand by putting him in the jail. So these are the 4 principles which are used basically in a diplomatic manner, but also we see these can be used in a spiritual manner also, in a good manner. So we'll tell one or two first pastimes. Like in Mahabharata, there's one nice story. One time, this story is mentioned in Mahabharata. So there was one king. It is given in one analogy. There was one king, and he was living in a kingdom. And one time, he was sitting with his wife, and they were on the swing, and it was the garden, and the weather was very good. And the king had a benediction. He could understand the language of all birds. So two male and female birds, they were also mates. They were sitting and they were just speaking amongst themselves about their whatever pastime they were speaking. Somehow the king could understand and he couldn't stop his laughter. All of a sudden he burst and he started laughing. And the queen looked and she said, "Yes, what happened? Without any solid reason, how come you are laughing?" So the king, he had won this thing, that benediction, that if he is telling someone, he will die immediately. He had one curse also. So now the king was in a fix. So the queen was adamant. What she was telling, "Come on, you should tell me immediately, right away." So the king was taken back. So what he told, "Give me some time." So the evening, again the queen, she told, "Come on, you should tell me immediately, right away." So the king told, "Give me one day." So now the king was very much in anxiety what to do. So the next day morning, the king went for a stroll. And while strolling in the forest, he came across a hill. There he saw many goats, they were grazing. And there was one he-goat and there was a she-goat. So now the she-goat, she was demanding the he-goat, that "I want to eat that grass from the cliff top, the top of the cliff." The he-goat, he was trying to tell the she-goat, "Do you know how difficult it is to climb there and my life will be in danger?" So the king, he got a nice lesson. And when he came back to the palace, the queen was waiting. So the moment he came, the queen again, she said, "Come on, tell me." So that moment he gave a very nice slap to her. So he said, "My life is in danger, you want to know more?" So he was about to give second slap, she was pacified. So the transaction came to an end. So this is what we see in Puranas. There are many stories. One time Shyamananda Prabhu, he was telling one nice story from Niti Shastra. So I'll quote, he was told long back. So in a forest, there were four bulls. They were very close friends, Langotiyar. And they were always used to keep the company. They were never used to separate themselves. But there was one lion. He was eyeing on them. And he wanted to separate them by any means. So one time, this lion, he learned one diplomacy. I don't know which school he went. So what he did, one time the bulls, they were grazing. He came and in the ear of a bull, he just made a sound and he went away. The other three bulls, they were looking. Yes, something is wrong. So all the other three bulls, they came to this bull and they said, "Yes, tell us, what did the lion tell you in the ear?" He said, "Nothing. He made a just sound and he went away." So they said, no. "He has told you something. If you don't tell us, our friendship will come to an end today." So somehow he was trying to tell them the reality, but they didn't agree. So he was separated and the lion, he took the chance and he devoured him. So after a few days, again the lion, he took a chance and he came and he again whispered the same thing in another bull's ear. He went away. The other two bulls came. So this way, the lion, he devoured all the these bulls. So what we see in material world, this is what is used in diplomacy. Also, we see in Bhagavad Gita. In the Bhagavad Gita, in the beginning, all of you know Duryodhana, he was a big diplomat. And at the beginning of Bhagavad Gita, there is a mention that Yuddham, sorry, in the Bhagavad Gita it is mentioned, Tava Shishyena Dhimahi. Now, when Duryodhana, he was addressing Dronacharya, that time he wanted to tell Dronacharya, "Do you know what is happening?" Now, Drishtadyumna, he was a son of he was the son of king Drupad. So Drupad, actually what happened in when Drupad and Dronacharya, they were small, they were studying in the Gurukul, and when they were going home, that time Drupad, he told, I'll become a big king, so whenever you need something, you come to me. So later on they grew up, and one time it is mentioned that Dronacharya, he went to Drupad to ask for a cow. Actually it is mentioned that Dronacharya was so poor, he couldn't even afford to keep a cow. And they used to feed their son Ashwatthama just some wheat flour and telling him this is a cow milk. So one time Dronacharya, he went to King Drupad to ask for just one cow. So that time Drupad, he denied to meet Dronacharya, and Dronacharya, he became very angry and he wanted to fight back. So after, when he trained this Pandavas and Kauravas, as a Guru Dakshina, he told Arjun and the Pandavas to bind the king, and later on he took the half kingdom. Then he had a son, actually just to avenge, to kill Dronacharya, Drupad, what he did in the Yajna, he begot one son, Drishtadyumna. And that same son was sent to the school of Dronacharya. And Dronacharya, because he was a Brahmana, he was truthful, he knew everything. And still he taught the son of Drupad. And we see in the war here, Duryodhan, he wanted to tell that he should not be lenient for the son of Drupad. So also we see in Srimad Bhagavatam that when Kamsa, he heard the prediction that the eighth child of Vasudeva and Devaki, he will be the cause of his death. So immediately Kamsa, he wanted to kill Devaki, although she was his sister. So that time Vasudeva, he was in a dilemma. And that time Vasudeva, he in a nice manner, he pacified Kamsa. He told, you are a king and today is a very auspicious day. And what people will think if you do such a ghastly act? What he told, that when I get the children, I'll submit all the children to you. So in this way, what we see, Vasudeva, he pacified Kamsa. There are many instances. We see also in Ramayana, Lord Ram, it is mentioned that Lord Ram, he gave a prior indication to Ravana that he was giving him a chance to submit. But still Ravana was adamant, and ultimately what we see, Lord Ram, he killed Ravana. Also in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in narration in the Srimad Bhagavatam about Jai Vijay, there is a mention that Lord Vishnu, he wanted to pacify Lakshmi and the four Kumaras. So when the four Kumaras, they came to the Vaikuntha, they were stopped by Jai and Vijay. And when they were about to curse Jai Vijay, that time Lord Vishnu, he came and he took their curse, and he said, actually the master is responsible for the servants. And that time, actually it is mentioned that prior to these four Kumaras, one time Jai and Vijay, they stopped Lakshmi Devi from entering Vaikuntha Dwar. So Lord Vishnu, he wanted to pacify Lakshmi as well as these four Kumaras. So that time Lord Vishnu, he told this Jai Vijay, that although now they are cursed, they can have two options. Either they can take seven births, or they can take three births as demons. And Jai and Vijay, they agreed to take this three births. First as Ravana and Kumbhakarna. Then second birth they became Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha. Third birth they were Shishupal and Dantavakra. Also in Lord Chaitanya's pastime, they came as Jaga and Madai. So also we see in the first canto in the Srimad Bhagavatam that when this Mahabharata war got over, and that time Vidura, he didn't take part in the war, and he had gone on a pilgrimage, and when he came back from pilgrimage to Hastinapur, that time in a diplomatic manner Vidura, he addressed King Dhritarashtra, "O king," he addressed him as a "O king," although he was not a king, but he was there living in Hastinapur, and he chastised him very severely. He told, "Now you have become old, and all this kapha, pitta, vata, there is imbalance in your body, and more or less you are eating the remnant of Bhima. You are living here like a dog." Actually, the main intention of Vidura was to take away Dhritarashtra from the palace and make him self-realized. This way we see the devotees, they are also using this in a very good manner. Also we see Lord Krishna, he sent Akrura to Hastinapur to study what is happening, what Duryodhana is planning. And also when these Pandavas, they were sent to Varnavrat, that time Vidura, in a diplomatic manner, he told Vidura in a different language how Duryodhana and Dhritarashtra, they were planning to burn them in a house of lakh. Also in Chaitanya Charitamrita there are few pastimes. There is one pastime, one time Lord Chaitanya, he was telling the devotees that henceforth he will be taking lunch at the house of Lakhpatis. Lakhpatis means millionaires. So all the devotees, they were all simple living. Mahaprabhu Bhaktagan Vairagya Pradhan Jahadeki Prithahana Gaura Bhagwan. So all the devotees of Lord Chaitanya, they were very simple living. They were not very big rich. But all the devotees, they were taken back and they were looking at each other. What will happen? Lord Chaitanya henceforth is going to take the food at the house of big people. Then Lord Chaitanya, he told, "I will be taking the meal at the house of the devotees who are chanting the holy name 1 lakh times a day. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Ram Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare." Also one time, you know, Lord Chaitanya, he was a sannyasi. He wanted to set the example by himself. But Jagadananda Pandit, he wanted that Lord Chaitanya, he should have the best thing. So one time Jagannathan Pandit, he had come to Nadia, and that time he carried some sandalwood oil, and that he gave to Govinda, and he told that he should massage this to Lord Chaitanya. Somehow Lord Chaitanya, what he said, "If I put on this oil, what people will think? I am a different kind of sannyasi." So he denied that. He didn't take that oil. Then Jagannathan Pandit, he took the oil, went away. Actually, Lord Chaitanya, he told, "Use this oil for Lord Jagannath to burn his lamp." But Jagadanand Pandit, he was in such an angry mood, he took the oil and he put the pot, he broke the pot, and in this way the all oil got spilled. Then Jagannath, he was in his room, he didn't come out. So just to pacify him, so Lord Chaitanya, he said, "Yes, Jagannath, I am going to the sea to take bath, and I'll come and I'll honor meal at your place." This way Lord Chaitanya, he pacified Jagadananda. Also we have the pastime of Advaita Acharya. There are many pastimes. So Advaita Acharya, he actually wanted to take the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Although Advaita Acharya, he was an elderly person, and he never had a chance to take the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. So one time Advaita Acharya, he planned, what he thought, "Okay, let me speak on Advaitavad, and this way when Lord Chaitanya, he will come, and when he will hear this, he will certainly become angry, and what he will do, so he will start beating me." So this way, what happened, when he saw Lord Chaitanya is coming for the meal to his house at Shantipur, so Advaita Acharya, he started glorifying the Advaitavad, and he started glorifying Mayavad. So when Lord Chaitanya, he came, and he started hearing what Advaita Acharya is speaking, so he could not restrain. And he started beating Advaita Acharya very severely. And his wife, she was taken back. She started saying, "Oh, he is very old man, he may die any moment." So ultimately there, Haridas Thakur, he was sitting, but he was laughing, he knew what the pastime is. So this way we see Advaita Acharya, just to take the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, he spoke this. So also one time, again Advaita Acharya, this pastime it took place in Jagannath Puri. Lord Chaitanya actually basically he came to this world not to expose himself as Lord, and he never told anyone that is he Lord himself. But the devotees, they could know Lord Chaitanya is Lord himself. So one time Advaita Acharya and many devotees, they were at the ocean side. Even Sivas Thakur, many others were there. And Lord Advaita, he saw Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is coming. And he told all the devotees, so every day we are glorifying Lord Krishna. So what we will do, today we will glorify the son of Sachimata, Sachinandan. And he said, I will lead the group, don't fear. Anything happens, I will take the risk. So this way, when Lord Chaitanya came near Advaita Acharya, he started singing, Jai Sachinandana, Jai Sachinandana, Gaura Hari. So when Lord Chaitanya, he heard this, that they are glorifying him, so he put his hands in the ear and he ran away. And in the evening, what happened, when they were at their rooms, that time Lord Chaitanya, he called, caught hold of Srivast Thakur, and he told Srivast Thakur, yes, what is the nuisance, what nuisance you are doing in the morning. So that time Srivast Thakur, what he did, he started putting his hand in the sky, and Lord Chaitanya was looking what this fellow is doing. So he was also playing a diplomatic game. So he said, I am trying to cover the sun. So Lord Chaitanya said, how you can cover the sun with your small hand? So that time he said, Srivast Thakur, you are the Supreme Lord. How you can keep away yourself from us? The devotees, they can identify a Lord in any situation. So also we see Prabhupada. So when he was in the West, he was bringing up his disciples. So oftentimes Prabhupada used to tell, all the services, they are important. Prabhupada used to tell, this Nagar Kirtan is very, very important. Then he used to tell, book distribution is very, very important. Then he used to tell, deity worship is very important. Then making life membership, this is also very important. So even one time Prabhupada, he said that we should distribute this books by hook or crook. So one time, I just recently in Vrindavan, they put every day one letter of Prabhupada written to his disciples. So one letter I was reading, that in that letter, one letter is written to Achyutanand Prabhu. So in that Prabhupada writes that you should distribute books in such a way that you should defeat Tamal Krishna and he should get a heart attack. So this way, what do we see? Prabhupada is to put a transcendental competition just to make the devotees so they can use their talents in all the way. So we see in spiritual life, there is some diplomacy used in different ways, but we have to understand how, in what context it is used. In the Chaitanya Bhagavat, Vrindavan Das Thakur, he explains that when there is a dissension between devotees, we should not take side of the devotees. So that is very dangerous. So we should never side with any devotee. We should try to balance the situation. So he gives the example that when Advaita Acharya and Nityananda Prabhu, every day they used to fight on different silly matters. And Lord Chaitanya used to laugh. He used to laugh. And one time it is mentioned that they were in the Narendra Sarovar. And in the Narendra Sarovar, they were playing one game, just blasting the water. And what happened that time, they were in playing in two people, they had made one party each. So Nityananda Prabhu and Advaita Acharya, they were opponents. And Nityananda Prabhu, he was blasting water at Advaita Acharya. And Advaita Acharya was an old man. Somehow, he could not restrain. So this was going on. And Advaita Acharya, he was defeated once. Then Lord Chaitanya, he said, again, I will accept only when you defeat him in three times in a row. So this way the fight was going on. So there are like this many pastimes where Lord Chaitanya has to encourage the devotees in this way. So here Prabhupada he quotes Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur. So he mentions that Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, he explains these four things, how they can be used. So first he mentions that in satisfying. So this diplomacy, it can be used in a way to satisfy. When there are two parties, they are fighting. So this diplomacy, it can be used in a satisfying manner. So we see here, when the demigods, they went to Lord Vishnu, he told them, time being, you keep cool. He gave them the analogy of a snake caught in a vegetable basket. So that way the demigods, they were pacified time being. Then promising. We see the Lord, he promised the demigods, I'll come and help you. And later on we'll see the Lord will come in the form of Mohini Murti and he will give them nectar. Also the Lord addressed. So this diplomacy is used in addressing. So the Lord, he addressed the demigods. And when he told Indra how to go and speak with the demons, also it is mentioned that he told, now the time is not in your favor. And we should know in this material world, time is not always in everyone's favor. The time, here even the Lord, he indicated the demigods, now the time is not in your favor. The time is in the favor of the demons. So now, what you have to do? You have to act according to their whims. We see when the churning was going on, that time the demigods, they came and they took hold of the mouth of Vasuki. And the demons, they said, oh no, we are born in a high class family. Pucchami tucham. What they said, the tail of a serpent is very, very bad. So we want to catch the face of the serpent. This, they agreed. But there was an opposite reaction. So when the churning took place, that time it is mentioned that from the mouth of Vasuki, what came? Only big black suit and poison. So then, practical action. So this diplomacy is used in the practical action. So when the nectar came, that time the demons and the demigods, they were agitated. Who will get first? Pahle hum, pahle hum. So in material world, everyone is trying to take it first. So the demons, what they did, they snatched the pot, and the demigods, they were just morose, they were looking, what will happen now? So at that time, the Lord, he came in the form of Mohini Murti, and recently Radhanath Maharaji was telling, and he gave them the higher taste. So all of you know what is the higher taste. For a demon, a higher taste means seeing a beautiful woman. And for the demigod also, of course, the same thing was there. But they were little pacified. When they saw that Lord came in the form of Mohini Murti, they could understand, yes, now it is Lord Vishnu. There will be something practical come out. So in a practical sense, what do we see? So Mohini Murti, what she told the demons, you are intelligent, you are from high class family, and you can keep patience. These demigods, they have no patience. So you can line up in my right side and let them sit on the left. So what I'll do, so whatever is there diluted on the top, I'll distribute them, and whatever is there is condensed. You see the honey. So whenever the honey comes, so the condensed honey is in the bottom and the diluted is on the top. So what Mohini Murti, she told, what I'll do, I'll give the diluted version to the demigods from the top, from this pot, and I'll give you the condensed. So this way, this is in a practical action. But Mohini Murti, ultimately Lord Vishnu, he gave all the nectar to the demigods. And ultimately in knowledge, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur explains that we have to use our common sense. So here, in this way, there are 7 points which are told that we can use a transcendental diplomacy. So Prabhupada here quotes Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur. So there is not much to speak from the purport. So I end here. Anyone has any comment? Any practical hint?
Thank you for a nice, wonderful, thank you for a wonderful class. So I have just one quick comment.
Fine.
And I'm remembering Hiranyakashipu, he used the danda on Prahlad, right? That's an example. And then also the Kazi used the danda on Haridas Thakur.
Acha, Kazi. Thank you. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki. Jai.